Week 23, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord is a great King. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is a great King. Come, let us adore him. Worship, glory, praise, and honour to our God high-throned above. We, with many generations, join to praise thy name of love. In the Scriptures, by the Spirit, may we see the Saviour's face, hear his word and heed his calling, know his will and grow in grace. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. Psalm 67. Let God arise, let his foes be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away, like wax that melts before the fire, so the wicked shall perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God, they shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name, make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult in his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O Lord, for the poor. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Psalm 67 continued. The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Salmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell for ever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high, you have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Saviour. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 67 concluded. They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary, the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes at the head, Judah's princes, a mighty throng, Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples. Let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Princes will make their way from Egypt. Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord, who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel. His might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. I will listen to what the Lord has to say. He speaks of peace for his people. A reading from the prophet Habakkuk. The oracle that Habakkuk the prophet received in a vision. How long, Lord, am I to cry for help while you will not listen, to cry oppression in your ear, and you will not save? Why do you set injustice before me? Why do you look on where there is tyranny, outrage and violence? This is all I see. All is contention and discord flourishes. And so the law loses its hold, and justice never shows itself. Yes, the wicked man gets the better of the upright, and so justice is seen to be distorted. Cast your eyes over the nations, look, and be amazed, astounded, for I am doing something in your own days that you would not believe if you were told of it. For now I am stirring up the Chaldeans, that fierce and fiery people who march miles across country to seize the homes of others. A people feared and dreaded, from their might proceeds their right, their greatness. Their horses are swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves in the dark. Their horsemen gallop on, their horsemen advance from afar, swooping like an eagle to stoop on its prey. They come for plunder, all of them, their faces scorching like the east wind. They scoop up prisoners like sand. They are a people that scoff at kings and laugh at princes. They make light of all fortresses. They heap up earth and take them. Then the wind changes and is gone. Sinful he who makes his own strength his God. Are you not from ancient times, Lord, my God, my Holy One, who never dies? Lord, you have made this people an instrument of justice, set it firm as a rock in order to punish. Your eyes are too pure to rest on wickedness. You cannot look on at tyranny. Why do you look on while men are treacherous, and stay silent while the evil man swallows a better man than he? You treat mankind like fishes in the sea, like creeping, masterless things. A people, these, who catch all on their hook, who draw them with their net, in their dragnet gather them, and so triumphantly rejoice. At this they offer a sacrifice to their net, and burn incense to their dragnet, for providing them with luxury and lavish food. Are they then to empty their net unceasingly, slaughtering nations without pity? I will stand on my watchtower, and take up my post on my battlements, watching to see what he will say to me, what answer he will give to my complaints. Then the Lord answered and said, Write the vision down, and scribe it on tablets to be easily read, since this vision is for its own time only, eager for its own fulfillment it does not deceive. If it comes slowly, wait, for come it will without fail. See how he flags he whose soul is not at rights, but the upright man will live by his faithfulness. A responsory from Hebrews 10. Only a little while now, a very little while, and he who is to come will be here, he will not delay. My righteous servant will live by faith. We are not people who turn back and are lost. Instead, we have faith and are saved. My righteous servant will live by faith. A reading from the Sermons of St. Bernard, De Adversis. We read in the Gospel that when our Lord was preaching, he urged his disciples to share in his suffering through the mystery of eating his body. And there were some who said, This is a hard saying. And from then on, were no longer of his company. He asked his disciples whether they too wished to go away. Lord, they said, to whom should we go? You have the words of eternal life. And so too, my brothers, I tell you that to this very day it is evident that the words of Jesus are spirit and truth to some people, and for that reason they follow him. To others his words seem hard, and they seek elsewhere a consolation that can only end in misery. Wisdom cries out loud in the street, and in the wide and open way that leads to death, seeking to call back those who walk that road. Again, the Lord says, For 40 years I was among this generation, and I said, They are a people who always err in heart. In another psalm you will find it written, God has spoken once. Once, yes, because always, for his word is a unity, not changing, but spoken continuously and always. He calls the sinner back to return to the heart. It convicts the errors of the heart, for God himself dwells in the heart and speaks in the heart. He does exactly what he has taught through the prophets in the words, Speak to the heart of Jerusalem. You can see then, my brothers, in what a salutary way the prophet warns us that when we hear his voice today, we should not harden our hearts. Almost identical words are to be read in the Gospel and in the prophet. For in the Gospel the Lord says, My sheep hear my voice. And in the Psalm, holy David says, We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his flock. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts. Listen also to Habakkuk the prophet. He does not disguise the Lord's thoughts, but reflects on it with careful and thoughtful consideration. He says, I will take my stand to watch and station myself on the tower to look forth, to see what the Lord will say to me, and what I will answer to him who accuses me. I ask you then, my brothers, let us take our stand to watch, for now is the time for battle. Let our life be in the heart where Christ dwells. Let us live in wise judgment and in reasoned counsel, but always so that we place no reliance upon this and do not trust to a weak defence. A responsory from Psalm 17. The judgments of the Lord are all before me. I have never neglected his commands. The precepts of the Lord are right. They gladden the heart. The command of the Lord is clear. It gives light to the eyes. Whoever obeys his word is the one whose love for God has rarely been made perfect. The precepts of the Lord are right. They gladden the heart. The command of the Lord is clear. It gives light to the eyes. Let us pray. Since it is from you, God, our Father, that redemption comes to your adopted children, look with favour on the family you love, give true freedom to us and to all who believe in Christ, and bring us all alike to our eternal heritage. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.